Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Tim Larkin, a master hand-to-hand combat expert, crazy U.S. military police, you name it. He's been banned in the U.K., saying his training is too violent to defend yourself. And so we're going to be talking to him coming up in the next segment. U.K. bans self-defense expert from entering country. Government wants a nation of cowardly, defenseless victims. So that's coming up in the next segment. Very, very important. I'll be on this about 45 minutes. Then we are going to get into all the other world news. Like this report. Why is the Obama administration allowing the Chinese government to buy up U.S. oil and gas deposits worth billions of dollars inside the U.S.? Just south of Austin, they bought up several billion dollars of natural gas. Lawmakers, again, stay largely silent over Chinese takeover of U.S. bank branches. That's out of the Hill newspaper. And I've got another report here where they're buying up giant areas of land. The government. I could care less if somebody came here who was Chinese and wanted to become an American citizen and got land. That's fine. That's the American dream. But the government has got over 6,000 front companies in this nation. Justice Department estimates that. Well, probably a lot worse. One of the Justice Department shipping them guns like Fast and Furious. So we're going to be breaking that down. Very, very serious situation. Also, we have another report here what the government should be worried about and what is in the Constitution for the feds to deal with. 49 headless corpses found in northern Mexico. They found 30-something on the Arizona side of the border just a few weeks ago. I mean, this is getting crazy. But you know what? That's not a threat. Dianne Feinstein says, get ready for more aggressive molestation at the airport. She told Fox News that. It's in an article at Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo. And they go on to say, because of the new underwear bombing that's so scared, so frightening, the land of the free, home of the brave has to fall to its knees, and we have to have strip searches now. First, they deny they were strip searching old women. Now they say, no, now we're going to take your wives and children back there because the TSA people like it. You know, every week I read about TSA caught with child porn or raping kids or raping people. And you know, that's the point I've made. Who wants a job? Be one thing if you know, probable cause, you check to see somebody has a weapon. You can, you know, actually see without grabbing their genitals if they have a weapon. No, this is everybody's guilty until proven innocent. And we're going to, oh, you're a movie star. We're going to stick our hands on your pants. You're Miss USA. They know who you are. So this is the political correctness gone wild. We don't profile. We just say everybody has no rights. Well, that's the Soviet model at its best. And we've got some reports on that. Here's one. TSA flags 18-month-old baby as terrorist, forces family to disembark plane. Oh, yeah, they put one-year-olds or even younger on the terror list. They say, hey, my son's a baby. You know, Bob Jones is a common name. It's always names like that. And they go, we don't care. No judge, no jury. You don't fly. And now they say you're going to be on a no gun buy list. No judge, no jury. They just say you don't buy guns anymore. Just like Obama can launch wars in Libya. And Congress says you've got to get approval. And they say we don't get approval anymore. We do whatever we want. Oh, look, HPD, pregnant woman raped by security guard at Greyhound bus station. Took her in the security office, allegedly, and raped her. See, who watches the watchers? Who protects us from the system? Because, you know, we all know the system's corrupt in North Korea and Guatemala and many other places. We don't want to become that here, and that's what we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution for. Also coming up, big news on the economic front. Euro officials begin to weigh Greek exit as Euro weakens. Big news on the Ron Paul front. It is all coming up today, totally jam-packed broadcast, and I'll show you that clip of myself with David Hasselhoff on the biggest show in the UK. It's pretty interesting. Stay with us. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, late last week we ran the headline. It was also reported on the BBC. UK bans self-defense expert from entering the country. That story's up at Infowars.com. Government wants a nation of cowardly, defenseless victims. What's happening is you got people coming in from Eastern Europe, third world countries, very, aggressive, crime-plagued areas who are pretty tough. And they run into the now desensitized, brainwashed Brits. And I got two crew members, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, who live there and work there. And they describe it as that when people get attacked or somebody's wife gets attacked, the average person just lays down and takes it. I've seen cases where a woman is in her house being attacked. She stabs someone with a butcher knife and they arrest her. There's many famous cases of this. And so they just go after you if you defend yourself because the government wants the power monopoly. Tim Larkin heads up one of the leading groups out there, targetfocustraining.com. Here's the headline. I never dreamed I would come to this, but they banned me in the UK. Is my training too violent? This will be some of the best business he ever gets. Not that he needs it. For over 20 years, he has headed up and run and created the organization Target Focus Training. And Tim Larkin has been well known in the self-defense and combat close training world, but under the radar to ordinary folks like you. He's the guy operations like the U.S. Navy SEALs, and U.S. Special Forces, and U.S. Border Patrol call in behind the scenes to teach them when it is kill or be killed. During the last 20 years, he's trained not only the elite military special forces and law enforcement units, but corporate and civilian clientele in New York, Las Vegas, London, and other cities around the world using a combination of live training sessions and DVDs. A sought-after public speaker, Larkin has spoken to CEOs, government officials, and business leaders in over 40 countries on how to use the same principles of surviving life or death violence in the less life-threatening environment of business. And he joins us now again. TargetFocusTraining.com is the website. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
Why do you think you've been banned from the UK? I mean, break that down, how that happened.
I think obviously it's a gross misunderstanding of, you know, who I am, what I do. And also I think it was just a quick reaction to some comments that were made after the riots in August. And I'm pretty sure that people just did a quick view of a couple of articles of who I was and didn't really look into my background at all and thought it would be just an easy fix. I think they thought they were banning somebody who was kind of a kill them all, let God sort them out type of guy. And, when I was banned, you know, when I found out at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas on Tuesday, when I was presented the letter that I would not be allowed to travel to the UK anymore, it's quite of a shock.
Well, it's also a dangerous police state development when they ban Michael Savage and others. They've tried to block me from coming into Canada, but became a big diplomatic fight, and they had to back off. But, I mean, now they're talking about not letting U.S. citizens leave if they claim we haven't paid our taxes, but there's no judge or jury involved. I mean, this is also an issue of just being able to travel.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's one of those things where the way the law is written on this particular law, too, is it's written in such a way that it's so vague that you really have very little wiggle room. You can't use comparisons. You can't say, well, you've allowed in, you know, X, Y, and Z who have, you know, resumes that you wouldn't believe. And you can't say that, you know, here I am, a law-abiding citizen, you know, with a 20-year-plus history of going to the UK as a military officer and also as a professional contractor with zero incident, with never been cited for even a parking ticket, let alone, you know, inciting vigilantism, and just haphazardly get presented in a very dramatic fashion this letter at an airport here in the U.S.
Well, regardless of what we think of Michael Savage's political views, just because he criticizes radical Islam, they banned him from going to the UK. They're talking about banning people like him from other countries. Were you aware of Michael Savage's case?
Yes, I was. And that's why it was funny. When some of these comments were coming out in September about me, it's just I dismissed it only because, you know, the Fleet Street media over in the UK is very sensational. And so I'll have a story, somebody will do a story on me saying the Sun, and it'll be very sensational, very kill, 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 you know, the stuff that sells on the tabloid side. And then there'll be a very sober piece done on me by, say, Financial Times, Forbes. I've had lots of, you know, coverage in very, you know, some of the bigger media. And I figured, you know, well, of course, people can see this balances out very quickly. And, you know, people can make a quick decision of, you know, who I am and what my background is. I quickly decided that, you know, that's probably not the case. And I better pay more of attention to things like this in the future.
Well, let's expand on that, because I know you want to be a nice sport about this. But I'm sure you've seen the famous cases, which has been in the news over the years, where they arrest people that defend themselves are on the street or even their home. So the UK is the ultimate nanny state. Those in control there in the bureaucracy, they do not want the people in the UK learning that they can defend themselves for whatever reason. I mean, do you disagree with that statement, or why do you think they have this anti-self-defense view?
Oh, no, Alex, let me be really clear. I've been very, I think part of the reason I've got the media attention in the past is because I'll highlight a case. I'll highlight a case. You know, you nailed a couple on the intro. I'll highlight a case like this, and I tend to talk to them about, you know, the long history the UK had right up until about 1920, and then radically took a turn in the 1950s to where it was, you know, they actually have pretty similar self-defense laws to us.
Well, you're an expert on this. Give us some of that history.
Well, you know, the real thing is, you know, when you go back, their greatest justice was Justice Blackstone. And he basically said personal responsibility is the most, you know, it's inherent in every citizen. Basically, you know, it's not up to the state to protect you first. It's you. You protect yourself and your family. And that pretty much held true up until about 1920. That's when they enacted a Firearms Act that basically, you know, severely restricted who could get firearms. And the reasoning was supposedly for, you know, protection. But, you know, as most, you know, very sober, you know, analysts have looked at it, it was far more of a fear of insurrection of the population than that. And I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not one of those, you know, totally pro-gun. It's the way this country developed. And I'm fine with that. Where it really took a turn for the worst was in the 50s. In the 50s, there was an act that was put out by Parliament that said it was absolutely illegal for you as a citizen to help out somebody else in need, somebody that's facing grievous bodily harm. If you intervened, you'd be liable for prosecution. And what that was an overreaction to the gang activity. There was street gang activity going in various cities in the UK. And what you had was you had gangs using the excuse of I'm helping my friend out, my mate out. And that's why I got in this row. You know, this is why I got in this fight.
Yeah, they always use criminals as a pretext to take our rights.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, this is something that, you know, you sit there and you say, the idea was the Brits would like, you know, in the UK, there's still a very strong feeling amongst the authorities. This is not the population, but amongst the authorities, they want to keep it that you always have a first responder, that the police are the obvious, you know, choice. Well, the Metropolitan Police for London came out about 3 years ago and said, we are no longer capable of being first responders. And so I've always been very pro, you know, pro victim, pro law abiding citizen. And my method of training self-defense is controversial because I give the full picture. And that's where they try to ban me. That's where they try to say I'm an extremist.
But if you do get in a fight with somebody, I mean, you do, if they're attacking you, you want to get them off you as quickly as possible so they can't hurt you. Then the only way to do that is to hurt them.
Well, what I do is, and this is worldwide. I mean, you know, we train all over the world, and what I try to educate people about is, as soon as you cross that physical plane, Alex, as soon as you put your hands on another person, no matter what your intentions were, you don't know where it's going to end up. And therefore, the incident that you choose to cross that physical plane better be justified, meaning it better be a situation that truly warrants you using physical action on somebody. Because even if you're trying to do things like, you know, just shut a guy up, you know, I have clients that'll come in and say, oh yeah, you know, just, I don't want to kill the guy, but just show me how to put his hands on, you know, how can I shut this guy up? You know, can I punch him in the solar plexus? And I'll say, sure, you can punch him in the solar plexus. I said, and yeah, that'll take his air, all things being equal. But then again, he could look like Schwarzenegger in his prime, and you hit him to the solar plexus, and all of a sudden he turns purple, grabs his heart, and you don't realize that, you know, he has a genetically bad heart. You've just caused an arrhythmia, and the guy dies. Over what? Because he spilled the drink on you? So what I do is I spend a lot of time, you know, talking about what is avoidable and what is not avoidable. Now, where the media ignores me is, especially in the UK, which really just irritates me, I'm the first one to talk about all the avoidable, you know, the pub fights. There's lots of gratuitous antisocial aggression in the UK. There's lots of pub fights, football hooliganism, a lot of avoidable violence that people tend to get involved with, which is what the authorities try to say anybody like me is advocating. Then I'm thinking that you got to get out.
No, the thugs are acting like that because they know they're dealing with a bunch of sheep. So stay there. We're going to come right back, and I want you to break this down. And then I want to bring an example in Kelly Thomas, and the police are, you know, using techniques on somebody who it looks like is not resisting, into the confrontation, and they kill him. So I want to break that down straight ahead.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to faketv.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jim Larkin of TargetFocusTraining.com, one of the leading self-defense experts out there, and he really is. Everybody says they are, but we've done the research, trains government, military, police, you name it, is our guest. This is a short segment, and I kind of sprung that on you because I had the article here in front of me, and during the break you said, no, I'd really like to talk about Kelly Thomas, father, retired police officer, schizophrenic. Everybody knew him in the town. Not a bad guy. And he's tired of the cops talking to him all the time. And so they say, hey, I'm going to F you up with these fists. They start swatting him. He gets on the ground. Because, again, there's another side to this. The police now know all these techniques to kill people with their fist, and they're using it and enjoying it and killing a lot of people. What's your take on that, Mr. Larkin?
Yeah, you know, what I think the problem is, it's kind of a problem inherent in most training in the industry, is there's lots of talks about hit here, kick here, control here, do this, and there's no discussion on trauma of the human body. There's no background on what can actually happen to the human body when you put systemic traumas like that into it. And that's the biggest problem, especially with the police. What I'm finding is there's a twofold thing going on with the cops that you have to realize. One, there's a lot of good cops out there, as we all know. The problem is they don't police the bad cops the correct way, meaning what will happen is you'll have an incident like what you're talking about right now, which, you know, hey, there's no justification for what went on. But the problem is you're going to have an overreaction. What you're going to have is kind of a UK-British reaction. Rather than you severely discipline, prosecute the people that abuse their positions, but you then don't go and come out with some ridiculous requirement.
No, they're going to nanny state, not just the police. They're going to start trying to ban jujitsu clubs.
Absolutely. That's what you're going to see. And you're going to also see cops, you know, who they're not going to be able to train anymore. What happens is we went from, you know, I had great uncles that were Boston cops that basically if a guy pulled a knife, they'd pull out their nightstick, they'd hit him in the wrist, and they'd arrest him. Today we shoot him. Why? Because of how we train officers. We do not train officers correctly, you know, that way. The problem is when you have a bad cop, when you have a guy that abuses and severely, you know, injures somebody, if not kills them, what happens is the whole force pays for it. And how do they pay for it? With lousy training. So the intended, you know, the political correctness of saying, you know, oh, okay, we're only going to hit these areas of the human body. Well, they only work on the people you don't care about. When you truly have somebody that you have to arrest correctly, you need to understand how to, in the most humane manner. And what I mean by that is if a guy has a knife and he's deranged, you know, there are, if police were better trained, they wouldn't have to always just, you know, go to lethal force.
Well, I want you to break this down because you're just a great expert to have here. And it's very exciting because I have a lot of questions. I've been arrested 5 or 6 times protesting peacefully. They show up, they say, no protests allowed. We go First Amendment, whether it's for a Second Amendment rally or a property rights rally or whatever, or as media covering the G20. They arrest my reporters. I've been arrested. And they always slam my head in the wall, put the cuffs on, wrench it up, pull my arm halfway out of socket. And I'm like, why do they do that? Because it really creates bad PR as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and it comes down to the way officers are trained, and oftentimes, you know, you're going to have, for every cop that does that, you're going to have a cop that actually goes out of their way to do that. And again, I'm very balanced on this because I've trained tons of SWAT.
Sure, but I'm saying zero resistance. Like, I got arrested once by state police.
There's you have a lot of guys that have attitudes out there, and they probably should, you know, they probably shouldn't be in the job. You have to be incredibly patient, you know, especially with a citizen that's exercising, you know, their right to protest. And then if they're doing a nonviolent protest like that and they're being taken away, there has to be, you know, and again, you know, they get frustrated and they do stuff. I'm not justifying any of it, but here's the issue. Because they're not correctly trained on injury to the human body, I just had a police officer in Australia who was effecting arrest, kind of a similar situation that you're talking about. He was trying to get the cuffs on somebody and he was in the front of them and his knee was right over the spleen, on the torso. And he didn't realize that every time he was adjusting his body weight and coming down, his knee, not brutally, if you and I were looking at it, it would almost look like he was doing a slight bounce. But because it was placed right over the spleen, he ended up snapping the guy's rim, doing blunt trauma to the spleen, and that guy ended up bleeding out. And it was because of lack of knowledge.
Stay there. The truth is the human body is incredibly fragile. I mean, it is easy to kill somebody. And we have an expert, Tim Larkin, in it. Not just an expert how to defend yourself, but an expert how to not kill somebody just because you're putting handcuffs on them. We're going to break it down. Long segment coming up. Tim Larkin, his website's targetfocustraining.com. He's banned in the UK as a thought criminal.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Giant news blitz coming up in the third hour, and your phone calls. Tim Larkin is our guest. He is a trainer in the Navy SEALs, Army, state agencies, police, you name it. And he was going over there to the UK saying, hey, you've got a right to defend yourself. And I'd see this footage of just hordes of people running up to people coming out of restaurants or out of hotels and beating them up. And I don't claim to be Mr. Tough Guy, folks, but I'm going to defend my wife. I'm going to defend my children. And as this world gets crazier and crazier, I think I need to, you know, get these DVDs and do this training, because I've been in a few fights, you know, growing up in North Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I guess a lot of this stuff seems like common sense, but, you know, falling through with a punch, don't just kick somebody, stomp them, but it's all done in an expert way. But the larger point is that people that are assaulting you don't care about you, so you have a right to defend yourself. Then there's the other issue of, the police now have trained in similar systems to this, and they're doing it to people that are held down on the ground. So we're going to finish up on that point and get into other areas he wants to cover, because I need to stop asking him questions, let him get into whatever he thinks is important. But targetfocustraining.com is the website if you want to find out more. Very, very interesting information. Before we go back to our guest, we have a lot of great products available at InfoWars.com, the very best that I use. It also funds our media operation, the nightly news, the syndicated radio, the documentary films, the news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you go to InfowarsShop.com or InfowarsStore.com, that will take you right to our shopping cart. Or just click on the shopping cart link at Infowars.com. You can find the ProPure gravity-fed system, and I've done the studies myself. I've looked at it. Next to the competition, there's no competition. It's the best gravity-fed filter out there, available at InfowarsShop.com. And you put the product code WATER in at checkout, you get a 10% discount on the already lowest price out there. Also, you can get all of my films and books and materials at InfowarsShop.com. But also A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City Bombing Exposed, Farmageddon, exposing the police state takeover of the farms in this country by Big Agra. Also, a lot of other books and materials at InfoWars.com, and your purchases make the broadcast and what we do here possible. Going back to Tim, you got cut off by the break, Tim. We were getting into the police versus citizens. I mean, I guess when you're teaching citizens, police, anybody, it needs to be the focus of what is the force continuum. How do you not get jacked up on adrenaline? Or after you've gotten somebody off of you, how do you not stomp on their neck and kill them and then have to deal with that whole headache, versus not having any training at all?
Yeah, and that's really the crux of my passion and why I continue to do this after, all these years. It's the education process that you're really talking about, Alex. The biggest problem out there in self-defense, martial arts, control tactics, defensive tactics, whatever you want to call it, it's really when you're putting hands on the human body, and we usually only get half the story. So these guys will stomp to the head, kick to the neck, do stuff, because nobody's really told them, oh, by the way, when the body is on the ground like that and you tend to put, strikes into it and kicks, there's no place for the body weight to move away. If you and I are standing up and I push you, you're going to fall back because the human body will go away from the strike. When you're on the ground, the planet's supporting you and your body weight can't move. So it's going to absorb all of those strikes. So the trauma spike goes far up. Most people die in these kind of pub fights and out in the streets, when they go to the ground and people start putting it into them at the ground, especially when it's a drunken brawl, where people die is they die from the fact that they fall into the ground, their body weight can't move, and it absorbs all of the trauma. And people tend to, when somebody's on the ground, be able to put all of their body weight into the strikes, whether they want to or not. But the interesting thing that we found over the years, when we started doing this in the special operations community and then law enforcement community, we had, when people were educated in, justified lethal force, when they're actually told at that level, there's very little training at the level of kill or be killed. And what I mean by that is, we will talk about every other level of the force continuum where, you control somebody, you give them this hold, you do that. But a guy that truly is going after you and trying to kill you, maybe grabbing your weapon or trying to do, real grievous bodily harm to you, there's very little training on how to deal with that. Normally what they'll tell you is just do whatever it takes, which I think is just a horrible answer. And so what we do is we start there. If I start somebody at justified lethal force and I show them what trauma to the human body actually does, here's the result. People are actually less likely to ever abuse the situation unless warranted. What we found was the police officers that we trained, when they were trained with the justified lethal force, there were less incidences of excessive use of force down the line because they had a gross understanding of what happens to the body, when you do things. Once you inherently know that, hey, if I do this, here's the potential damage I can do, and it's not warranted, you won't do it. Whereas if your life is on the line, concurrently, because you know what that'll do, that particular strike could probably save your life.
Sure. Let's say somebody has attacked you. They've tackled you, whether you're a citizen, police officer, whatever. You beat them off of you. They keep coming. At a point, you've got to make the decision, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put this guy out because they're not stopping.
Yeah. The majority of, on the civilian side, the majority of the civilians that we've trained over the past 20 years, what we talk about is taking a human being to non-functional, meaning in the threats that we're talking about, asocial violence, where it happens to you, you don't have choice, meaning there's no exit. You've tried to negotiate. You can't. It's happening. The guy is stabbing at you. He's coming at you at that point, where if you do not take action, you are, as Mike Murphy, the CSI coroner out here in Vegas, told me. He said, Tim, if you don't take action, all you're going to do is be able to help me solve your murder. He said, make sure that you're showing these people how to take decisive action and get real injury on the human body. He goes, because the survivors get to talk to the cops. He said, everybody else comes to me and all I can do is solve your murder. And I take that to heart, you know, really defining that area. Now, what's great about that is that's a very rare occasion when you would ever be justified to use that type of information. And what, you know, the greater part of my training really revolves around is letting everybody know all the avoidable stuff that they don't have to respond physically to. They don't have to respond in a violent way where it can end up where you don't, you know, where you don't want it to go. You get in an argument with a guy, you go back and forth, you end up, you know, pushing each other. You say, screw this. You hit the guy in the face. He falls over, brains himself. And now you're facing manslaughter charges over the fact that he was grabbing your bar stool. It doesn't hit the three-day chase. Whereas you're at Virginia Tech, the shooter's going for a reload. You cruise over there. You hit him to the head. You brain him on the concrete and you kill him. Guess what? That's justified.
Now you're a hero.
Yes, but it's all with education, Alex. And where I get into trouble is people don't. What they'll do is I'll say, hey, I gave a demonstration a couple years ago for the Sun news kit paper in the UK, sent a group over. And I was showing them a typical strike set that's shown in the martial arts. It was just four strikes. And I showed that doing the strikes, you know, here's how they go. And everybody's, oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. And I go, great. It's really cool. Then I systemically showed them that those strikes, what they were doing to the human body, and that by doing it that way, it was a guaranteed kill. And everybody was shocked. It went from being a really cool technique to, oh, my God. And they were simple strikes to do. And I was sitting there saying, without the education of the trauma, you inadvertently could do something stupid that's not justified for the situation. So my whole thing was education and self-defense, saying we got to do this. You know what the Sun did with that? They took the headline and they said, I can kill you in four moves. And that's what they ran with that. And then they also took liberty and they decided, you know, we don't really like his background, so we're going to call him a former Navy SEAL, even though, you know, I blew my ears a couple of weeks before graduation and I had to switch over to the intelligence community. My whole story of my background and the reason I'm so
interested. Yeah, we even got that wrong until you pointed it out, because every newspaper says you're a former Navy SEAL, and then I bet you get accused of saying you were one when you weren't.
I have been. What's so funny is I worked only in the community. I was an intelligence officer. I worked for Admiral Lemoyne back in the 80s. I worked directly for the highest SEAL command. My whole career was in special warfare, but it was as an intelligence officer. All my friends know this. I wouldn't be training the people. If I was some guy going around pretending to be something I'm not, there's no way I'd have the career. But I'll tell you, the press is just amazing. Trying to get that retracted has been a nightmare. And the problem is it goes around. But the whole story, the reason it's so funny is because when I blew my ears, I my eardrum got blown underwater and my semicircular canals ended out. An injury to my inner ear ended my career. No matter how much I willed it, no matter how much I wanted to overcome it, no matter how much personal, you know, fortitude I
put
in.
The body is delicate.
It's an injury, you know? And that's what my whole thing is. And so the thing is, if you try to go out there and you try to be sane and socialized and say, listen, there is absolutely a time when the only answer is violence, then you're going to be vilified as promoting violence. You're going to be vilified as somebody who's out there, you know, as they said, promoting vigilantism and all this other ridiculous stuff, rather than looking at what a citizen is facing out there these days, especially citizens of the UK. As you said, you've got a lot of Eastern Europeans coming in. Knife culture is huge there, stuff they were never facing. I went to university in 86 over there. I went to University of London on an exchange program. It was unthinkable, some of the crimes that are now readily happening in London these days. And yet the authorities are still acting like, you know, you as a citizen do not respond. You were even brandishing something. There was a young mother who had a couple of kids jump over into her lot. Her place has been broken into. Now, she didn't actually even use a butcher knife. She just was in her kitchen window. She showed the butcher knife, scared out of her death. She has her infant upstairs, and the two teenage guys looked at her kind of menacingly, and then they just left. They jumped. They felt, you know what, I'm not going to deal with this. She's got a knife. She calls the cops, scared out of her mind. They come over. When she tells them the story, they're debating on whether or not they have to arrest her. And they chastise her. And because she was on a reality TV show over there, they decided not to. But that they were more concerned, rather than the threat she was facing, they were far more concerned that she might actually try to protect herself. And it's asinine.
But look at the crime statistics. If you look at areas like Chicago or New York, where they have basically a total gun ban, they have the highest crime rates and homicide rates. And then take somewhere like Texas or Vermont, even around the big cities, there's much lower home invasion rate because people know half the houses you go into, if you go in there when somebody's there, they're going to shoot you. I mean, it's really simple.
Listen, Alex, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is each one of us as human beings possesses the greatest concealed carry that nobody can control, and that's your mind. We cannot outlaw intent. What we do is we make the mistake of thinking by outlawing tools, we have outlawed all weapons. We all possessed one weapon, and I'm not being dramatic here. Our weapon is the human brain. The human brain has done everything from, you know, create the space shuttle to create nuclear war, you know, nuclear weapons. It's just that creative. We are not the top, you know, the top species on Earth because we are bigger, faster, and stronger. And I tell people all the time, if anybody thinks that, you just, you know, just tell me who wants to get in a 10x10 cage with a 45-pound mountain lion that hasn't eaten in 3 days. You know, we are not. We are dangerous, and we are also brilliant because we have this mind. And we cannot outlaw intent. If somebody wants to do harm to you, they will find a way to do it. And all you have to do is look at the prison population. If you study how the prisoners use violence as a tool, you'll see just how ingenious the human mind is when it wants to be.
Yeah, and they would just put that intent into working and ideas and sales, they'd be living in a $1 million house instead of in a hellish prison.
But that's it. That's just it, Alex. The people that are doing that are people that we want to protect. The guys, the great people that are taking the human mind and using it for the best to improve society, we're also the ones most at risk. And we're not allowed. We are told that if we look at the tool of violence, if we study the tool of violence, we will become one of them. We'll be a bad guy. It's the biggest sham that's out there.
But I feel incredibly secure. A lot of radio hosts get threatened. People do stuff. They shoot them. Not me. I got a gun in my car. I know how to use it. I've got one here in my studio and a little instant access pistol safe. And it's not even a big deal. It's like I got a pen over here if I need to write. I've got video cameras. I've got a microphone. And it's just there in the one chance out of 5,000 that somebody ever came in here and tried to do something. And for so many people, that is a shocking idea that I would defend myself. That's alien to them, and that shows this attempt to fully domesticate us.
But that's the same thing. What I try to tell people all the time, I go, what you're acting, you know, people like to believe the world is a certain way rather than the way it is. And the thing is, if you accept the world for the way it is, then you do certain things. And most people do it in their daily lives, meaning most people have a fire extinguisher in their house. Now, does that mean they're paranoid about fire? Does that mean that they're constantly thinking about it, that they're just ridiculous for having it there? No, because they're saying, worst case scenario, I have a plan of action. I do everything to make sure that, you know, my house is not going to catch fire. I do all the normal things, make sure that I take care of everything. I don't have bad electricity or bad wiring, all those things. But you know what? I'm still going to have this fire extinguisher, even though it's going to be really rare that I would ever have to use it. But if you take that same approach to your self-protection or your self-defense, you are shown, you know, that you're a bad person. And what I try to tell people all the time is I give an analogy. I say, listen, Let's take a look at this. A door gets kicked in. There's a young woman, you know, in her kitchen. Baby's upstairs. Guy attacks her. You know, he's strangling her. He's trying to attack her, trying to sexually assault her. She sees the butcher's knife, and she reaches back for that butcher's knife, and she's successful. She plunges it in the side of the neck, and she's able to defeat this guy. She actually ends up killing him. Okay. We as society would look at that situation and we'd say she needs to be protected to the full extent of the law. She needs to be lauded for what she did. She did everything she could do to protect the baby. You know, and we all hope that that's going to be the case. Now let's look at that same thing. Kicks the door open again. Comes through. This time they're in the epic struggle. She tries to reach for that butcher's knife. He sees it. He's angry because he's not getting what he wants. He grabs the butcher's knife. He plunges it into the side of the neck, killing her. You know, murdering her. Now, we all agree that in that situation, that was a heinous murder, completely unjustified. This guy should face, you know, life imprisonment, if not the death penalty, if that's available. But bottom line, he should never see the light of day in society again. What I try to tell people is, listen, folks, what I need you to understand is the knife to the side of the neck worked in both instances, whether it was the good guy or the bad guy using it. It does not make you bad to study this. You need to study this because you need to know it works if your life is ever on the line. How you use the information will determine whether or not it was justified. But I'm not worried about the sane, socialized humans that I train. Because the predators don't need me. They don't need me. They already know how to do this kind of stuff. They may not have the technical knowledge I have, but they have boatloads of intent, and they have no need for seeking me out. What I try to do is I try to get through to people like my clients in the UK that say, hey, listen, folks, it's okay to look at this stuff. It doesn't make you one of them. And guess what? They don't want you to look at this stuff because it'll put you on par with them if they ever threaten you.
Very well said. Final segment with our guest. Amazing interview. And the conclusion of it straight ahead. The website is targetfocustraining.com. Tim Larkin is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
I'm going to say something here publicly that I'm ashamed of, just so that I'll mark this point. The 14th day of May, 2012, on this Monday edition, I have a son and I have two daughters. And the daughters are smaller. You know, my son is almost 10. My daughters are younger. And I find myself taking him shooting, taking him hunting, teaching him basic self-defense and I catch myself and my daughters, the ones that are really going to need it, I'm not teaching them any of it. I mean, I've done some shooting with a seven-year-old, and she doesn't like it as much. That, you know, that's part of the role. But I think of this, of people that have, they send their daughters off to college without any self-defense, without knowing how to use a gun, any of it, and that it's bad to want women to know how to fight or how to use a gun. You know, the feminists just want to teach women how to hate men, the mainline feminists, because it's another form of enslavement. What do you say to that, Tim? Again, Tim Larkin, trainer of U.S. military, Navy SEALs, you name it, banned in the U.K. That's be great advertising for the work you do. But what's a good way to start? Because before you know it, they're going to be, you know, teenagers. What is a good way, or for my wife, for that matter? Because I forget the fact that I took some basic martial arts when I was, you know, in junior high and stuff, and played football and all that, and just a lot of that just comes natural to a guy. What about for women? Because they're the ones that really need it, aren't they? I mean, men need it as well. But what do you say to women out there where the culture says, don't learn how to fight, don't learn how to shoot?
I have a book that I'm working on right now that will be coming out next year for women. You know, the title on it is Survive the Unthinkable. And women have been a huge focus of mine. It's extremely difficult to get women by themselves to come and seeking self-defense training because, of course, they've always been taught bigger, faster, stronger, nothing you can do, talk your way out of it, don't get them angry. In fact, I had a woman come up to me in Sydney one time. I was doing a big presentation down in Australia for a large group. And she came up to me after the presentation, and she said to me, she said, you know, I've taken 3 self-defense classes, and the only thing I ever remembered was don't kick a man in the groin because it might anger him. And she said, that's it. She goes, I've been living, fearfully about this. She said, the way you laid things out and explained it, I now understand that I'm capable of protecting myself. And there's a huge difference, Alex, when you look at women. It's rare that I'll train a boy younger than 18. It's rare. If a parent okays it, I'll do it. And the reason is, we as males live with intermale aggression, you know, this locker room back and forth. And, you know, you want most boys to navigate high school without this information because they don't have the proper filters oftentimes to deal with this. Whereas girls, the only time they experience violence is when it's the real thing. Women don't have that inner locker room aggression where, you know, hey, you and I will knock each other around to see who's the badass and you know, I own the locker room and you take your social status and all that stuff. You know, that's the inner male aggression stuff. That's not violence. Whereas women, they experience the real thing. And the cool thing about training women is there's no ego involved. Women are, if you teach them technique, they absolutely do it that way. They don't try to muscle anything. They rapidly outpace the males in their ability to do this correctly. And the analogy that gets through to most women is when they think that they're completely powerless against a bigger, stronger guy. As I asked them, I said, hey, when was the last time you held a small infant? You know, I have a 20-month-old. And if I have that little guy and I'm holding him up, he'll throw his head back, hit me in the nose, poke me in the eye. And, you know, I am basically mildly injured and out of it for a little bit of time. And what I say is, you know, remember how that felt. Now, you
look at a child throwing a fit. Can we do 5 more minutes to finish up on this?
Yeah.
All right, 1-minute break. We'll be back in 1 minute to finish up because this hour's over. And then a big news blitz coming up. We'll come back and break that down. Absolutely. Women, if you're going to get attacked anyways, you might as well be able to fight back. I mean, does that mean you're going to be able to beat Mike Tyson? I don't know. You get women mad. It's something else. The point is, absolutely, we need to get women to know how to fight.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.